اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 108 and Ayah 109 on pages 63 and 64 in Surah
Ali Imran.
So, brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran. Turn to page 63 first, Ayah 108, and then inshallah we'll go on to the page 64. Let's everybody listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور.
Amazing recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah, inshallah ta'ala. So, we'll have a short explanation, the same as our previous sessions, and then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, inshallah, all right?
Yes.
So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Let me read once. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 108 of Surah Ali Imran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين or ظلما للعالمين. In Ayah 109, Allah Almighty says, ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. So, listen. تلك, these are آيات الله. These are the signs of Allah, the symptoms from Allah Almighty. نتلوها عليك بالحق, which we recite to you in truth, O Prophet. وما الله يريد ظلما, and Allah Almighty does not desire any wrong للعالمين, for the creatures. Any ظلم, okay? Any oppression. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, and for Allah Almighty is, or to Allah belongs, whatever is in the heavens, سَمَاوَاتِ, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and whatever is in the earth. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ, and to Allah all matters are returned, right? The return is to Allah Almighty. So, three, four things I want to say, I want to mention. First thing, ayah. The word ayah means a sign, sign. A sign for something, okay?
Yeah.
Sign for something. Ayat is the plural form. One of the best ways that you can know Allah Almighty better, if you want to know Allah Almighty better, or even you want to improve your knowledge about Tawheed, your beliefs, okay, you strengthen your beliefs, is to look at the signs of Allah Almighty. One of the biggest, one of the most important signs of Allah Almighty is the Quran itself. The creation of the universe, the creation of ourselves, okay, human body. If you look at yourself, the system, the order, the harmony that you see inside your body, the way the systems, the organs, they work together, okay, to keep you alive, that's amazing. That system is amazing, okay? It really needs a designer. Without a designer, without a creator, okay, a manager, it doesn't happen that way, right? This is one of the best ways that you can know Allah Almighty. You can at least prove that, yeah, of course, Allah Almighty exists. At least you can prove that you have a creator, right? If somebody does not believe in Allah the way we believe, Muslims, okay, at least he can understand that God exists. And it means that the Big Bang is just a false opinion, okay? Yes. It's a false opinion that they have, that the world does not have a creator. It's something wrong. Naturally, our logic does not say this, that automatically the world got created, right?
Yes.
So ayah is the singular form, ayat is the plural form. Natluha alayka bilhaq. This book, the Quran, these things in the previous verses or the whole Quran, Allah Almighty says to the Prophet, Allah Almighty says, these are the ayat, the signs from Allah Almighty. Okay? Natluha alayka bilhaq. This is a truth. So whatever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is a revelation from Allah Almighty. Yes? وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah Almighty will never, okay, be oppressive to someone.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty is fair. He is just, okay, and he doesn't do any unfair things to the human body, the human, okay, beings. And in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And it talks about Tawheed in توحيدا
خالقية
إن
مالكية
إن مالكية توحيدا مالكية right توحيدا ownership
yes.
That Allah Almighty owns every single thing we see in the world in the universe right so guys وإلى الله ترجع الأمور and we all will go back right so one of the توحيد instances is this that we have to believe in توحيدا
مالكية
in ownership of Allah Almighty we have to believe in this. So, that's it. Even if we have things, it's just for some days. Yeah? That's it.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Please refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more information and details. Inshallah, you'll learn more, inshallah. Okay? That's all. Let's move on to the important tajweed rules we'll mention, then we'll have a recitation all together. All right? Tilka ayatullahi natluha alayka bilhaq. So the first thing we have to mention is the Fawad, Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, and all our brothers and sisters who are listening. You have to pay attention to the short vowels and long vowels. Do not change them. If it is ayat, if you say ayah, ayat, it changes the meaning, yes?
Yes.
Ayat, plural form. Ayah, singular form. And also, if you say tilka, instead you say tilka, it changes the meaning. It has another meaning or it's wrong, right? Ayatullahi. Natluha. If you say natluha, it's again wrong. Natluha. Stretch the sound. Alayka bilhaq. Right? Bilhaq. If you say it has another meaning.
Yes.
الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة. It has another meaning. So بالحق حق ح short vowel. So pay attention to this. Okay. Sometimes we make really big mistakes if we do not pay attention. Next point is the heavy letters and light letters. The heavy sounds and light sounds. حسن حسين حسين. How do you say آيات الله or آيات الله?
آيات الله.
Yeah, good job with that light sound. An آه sound. Open your mouth to the left and right, right? Horizontally.
Yes.
Right? So, not آيات الله. آيات الله. آيات الله, right?
Yes.
So, and the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced how? Heavily or lightly?
Heavily.
Why?
Because there is zamma before.
A dhamma sound before, okay? If you have a dhamma or a fatha right before the word Allah, the letter lam will be pronounced with a heavy sound. Law, law, full mouth. But if you have a kasra sound before,
lightly.
La, bismillah. Yes? Hu Allah. They are different. So, نتلوها عليك بالحق. حق. When you stop here, قِلَة. قِلَة tells you, Hassan, what?
You can stop here.
You can stop, but is it better or to continue or better stop, to stop?
Better to stop.
Better to stop, okay. What's just right the opposite to this?
صِلَة.
صِلَة. صِلَة says it's better to صِلْ وَصْلْ. Yeah, continue. Good job. بِالْحَقْ. When you stop here, قَلْقَلَة. Bounce the sound,
yes.
Echo the sound.
Yes.
بِالْحَقْ. Good job. وَمَا اللَّهُ again, مَا اللَّهُ فَتْحَ plus لَام مَا اللَّهُ heavily يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ تَنْوِين plus next letter is لَام
ظُلْمًا
ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The next letter is لَام. لَام matches the يَرْمَلُون letters, which says you have to apply the rule إِدْغَام, merge them, okay?
Without غُنَّة.
Yeah, without غُنَّة. ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, right? Next ayah, وَلِلَّهِ. Look, like بِسْمِ اللَّهِ بِاللَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Sound. Light sounds. Yes?
Yes.
Jim says?
It's just to stop or
continue. It's jais. It's optional. You can stop or continue. That's it. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ 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 heavy sound. تُرَ heavy sound. تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ. When you stop here, ra, heavy sound. تَفْخِيمُ ra. That's it. Let's practice the recitation altogether. Ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, please listen, inshallah, and practice so that you learn how to recite with tajweed rules. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق.
تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق.
وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ
وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
أحسنتم. ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. There is no tanween sound. Merge it with lam. That was perfect. Mashallah.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. وللله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
وإلى الله ترجع الأمور.
وإلى الله ترجع الأمور.
أمور. أحسنت ما شاء الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. That's it. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. So, Alhamdulillah, we finished this session. Make sure, inshallah, you practice well. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Networks and brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان